You know, we're always praising our underwriters. We love them. We try everything, like Stella and Chewy's. The intro packs, 8.5 ounces of pure goodness, Chewy's chicken, Simply Venison, Stella Super Beef, Duck Duck Goose, and Phenomenal Pheasant, all available where Stella and Chewy's is sold. It's a great way to give them a little bit of variety instead of just buying the big pack. That's what we do with Ladybug the Studio Stuff.
And again, it's a great travel size.
We all bow for the dog father, Joey Villani. He has some very important news about
de-shedding.
De-shedding.
And when to do it. It's funny because usually, if you notice, usually I talk about this when the seasons either change from warm to cool or from cool to warm. But new studies are coming out now. And if you're one of those people that, you know, do that once, twice a year grooming for your short-haired breeds or your shedding hair breeds, I would love to see you more often. But if you can't, you might want to change when you're bringing them in, because a lot of people do that, you know, between spring and summer and between summer and fall. But what we're finding out is because of the cold weather and because everyone's jacking up their heat, and, you know, it really doesn't matter if you're here or you're in, you know, a sunburned in, you know, sunny Florida, you know, sometimes of the year in January and February, you're turning that heat up. Well, InChange is doing the same thing that it's doing to our skin. It's drying it out. What we find out is that dogs who have a skin that's a little bit dry and not as healthy as it really should be, they shed out a lot easier. So what you do is if you get that good de-shedding done in the wintertime, a couple of things are going to happen. Number one, the coat's going to work a little bit better, keeping in the warm air or letting out the cold air, really depending on what it needs. And also what it's doing, it's helping the whole process of bringing back nice, healthy, shiny coat. Because if you think about it, and the best way I can explain that is if you have a plant, okay, and the leaves or the flowers on the plant start to die, well, you can leave them there, and the plant will look, you know, like hell. Or you can trim it, or you can pinch and prune your plant, and then all of a sudden you have a plant that looks, you know, wonderful, because all you have is that healthy, those healthy leaves. Well, think about that on your dog's coat. We want to pull out all that dead undercoat, and we want to bring out that nice, healthy, vibrant coat. It's also very healthy for their skin, and it's, you know, it's a way to just keep your pet will just naturally feel better that way. It's like us exfoliating, and you know, just taking care of our skin. So the best thing to do is go to your groomer and tell him you want a good de-shedding. Tell him you want your dog carded, like as if you know, playing cards. You want your dog carded. Now, that's a deep form of de-shedding that should be left up to your professional, because there is, you could damage the coat, you could irritate, you can even cut your pet. So it's not something that you really want to do at home.
Why is it called carding?
The tool.
C-A-R-D-I-N-G. It is.
It's
really
funny, because
okay,
the tool that they originally used was shaped like a card, and it had teeth on it, and you would actually just use that to go through the coat, and the teeth would actually you know, pull out that hair that's a little bit more difficult to get with a brush and a comb. So that's what I called carding. The tool doesn't look anything like that anymore.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Find us at animalradio.com. Log on, learn more.
Paula Poundstone. Wait, I forget where I am.
Animal Radio.
Animal Radio. I love that. All right. Hey, this is Paula Poundstone on Animal Radio. Spay and neuter your pets, or we're going to be eaten alive!